For one former FBI agent, other evidence points towards the letter not having come from Junior at all.
My name is Jim Ellis. I'm a private investigator and a certified fraud examiner, and I was a special agent with the FBI for 29 years. Well, I mean, you know, to begin with, you know, the FBI investigate these type of things all the time, and 99% are from cranks, right? People who are just blowing off steam, and the FBI comes into these things skeptical, right? If somebody really means to do harm to a senator or a congressman, they typically don't telegraph their intentions. This particular letter that was sent to Senator Biden, I looked through the lab reports. The striking thing to me from what I saw is he mentioned that they were able to raise some indented writing. Now, of course, indented writing is the writing that was made on a page previous to the page that the threat letter was written on, and there's indentions in that page. So they were able to develop indented writing. And if you read it, what they were able to think they saw, the lab people, was, I am writing you, I had a heart attack, missed one $55 insurance premium, and they canceled, or the canceled me after 18 years, I got a cancellation notice. And our 62-year-old, I don't know if it was going to the insurance company, I don't know who it was going to, but it's referring to a 62-year-old person. And at the bottom of it, there's that mass 015-8-2608, and then that is a phone number. It's a phone number in Worcester, Mass. So this, to me, tells me it's not coming from John F. Kennedy Jr. To me, the next logical step would be running this phone number, trying to determine if this is a Massachusetts driver's license number or if it's a partial Social Security number, identifying that person and going and interviewing him and telling him to quit sending threatening letters to members of Congress.
But if Joe Biden did consider the note a genuine threat, and given the seriousness of such a threat, then what became of the FBI investigation?